The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, text number 7, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 5th, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 4, text number 7. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate te vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Yada yada hi dharmasya.
Yada yada hi dharmasya.
Granir bhavati bharata.
Granir bhavati bharata.
Abhyutanam dharmasya. Tadatmanam shrujhamyaham. Yada yada hi dharmasya.
Yada yada hi dharmasya.
Glanir bhavati bharata.
Glanir bhavati bharata.
Abhyutanam dharmasya.
Abhyutanam dharmasya.
Tadatmanam shrujhamyaham. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Purport. The word Shrijami is significant herein. Shrijami cannot be used in the sense of creation, because according to the previous verse, there is no creation of the Lord's form or body, since all of the forms are eternally existent. Therefore, Shrijami means that the Lord manifests himself as he is. Although the Lord appears on schedule, namely at the end of the Dwarpa Yuga of the 28th millennium of the 7th Manu in one day of Rama, he has no obligation to adhere to such rules and regulations, because he is completely free to act in many ways at his will. He therefore appears by his own will whenever there is a predominance of irreligiosity and a disappearance of true religion. Principles of religion are laid down in the Vedas, and any discrepancy in the matter of properly executing the rules of the Vedas makes one irreligious. In the Bhagavatam it is stated that such principles are the laws of the Lord. Only the Lord can manufacture a system of religion. The Vedas are also accepted as originally spoken by the Lord himself to Brahma from within his heart. Therefore, the principles of Dharma or religion are the direct orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dharman tu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. These principles are clearly indicated throughout the Bhagavad Gita. The purpose of the Vedas is to establish such principles under the order of the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord directly orders at the end of the Gita that the highest principle of religion is to surrender unto him only and nothing more. The Vedic principles push one towards complete surrender unto him, and whenever such principles are disturbed by the demonic, the Lord appears. From the Bhagavatam we understand that Lord Buddha is the incarnation of Krishna, who appeared when materialism was rampant and materialists were using the pretext of the authority of the Vedas. Although there are certain restrictive rules and regulations regarding animal sacrifice for particular purposes in the Vedas, people of demonic tendency still took to animal sacrifice without reference to the Vedic principles. Lord Buddha appeared to stop this nonsense and to establish the Vedic principles of nonviolence. Therefore, each and every avatar or incarnation of the Lord has a particular mission, and they are all described in the revealed scriptures. No one should be accepted as an avatar unless he is referred to by scriptures. It is not a fact that the Lord appears only on Indian soil. He can manifest himself anywhere and everywhere and whenever he desires to appear. In each and every incarnation, he speaks as much about religion as can be understood by the particular people under their particular circumstances. But the mission is the same: to lead people to God consciousness and obedience to the principles of religion. Sometimes he descends personally, and sometimes he sends his bona fide representative in the form of his son or servant or he himself in some disguised form. The principles of the Bhagavad Gita were spoken to Arjuna, and for that matter, to other highly elevated persons, because he was highly advanced compared to ordinary persons in other parts of the world. 2 + 2 = 4 is a mathematical principle that is true both in the beginner's arithmetic class and in the advanced class as well. Still, there are higher and lower mathematics. In all incarnations of the Lord, therefore, the same principles are taught, but they appear to be higher and lower in varied circumstances. The higher principles of religion begin with the acceptance of the four orders and the four statuses of social life, as will be explained later. The whole purpose of the mission of incarnations is to arouse Krishna consciousness everywhere. Such consciousness is manifest and non-manifest only under different circumstances.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So, Krishna is very kind.
Krishna, you do it in life.
He comes again and again. He comes as Lord Ram, Lord Parasaram, so many incarnations. Nishingadev. In each and every incarnation, Krishna is giving his mercy to us. Because we are very much in a suffering condition at the present moment. We are trying to foolishly lord it over that which is not our property.
mēs cenšamies pakļaut sev to, kas mums nepieder.
Therefore we are in anxiety.
Un tāpēc mēs esam pastāvīgi satraukumos.
The thief must be in anxiety.
Zaglim ir jāsatraucas.
When the government will catch me.
Kad gan valdība man noķers.
Prabhupāda gives the example.
Prabhupāda sniedz šādu piemēru.
He was walking one time in Calcutta with a policeman.
Reiz viņš gāja Kalkutā ar policistu.
And as they were walking together through the market, so many men would go running this way and that way.
Un tikko viņi parādījās tirgus rajonā, ļoti daudz cilvēku sāka mukt projām.
So Prabhupada asked the policeman, why are they running away? You're not coming to arrest them. Why are they running?
Un Prabhupada jautāja, kāpēc viņi bēg projām? Jūs taču runāt, ka viņus arestēt.
He said, they are thieves and they are afraid that I am coming to arrest them.
Un policists atbildēja, viņi ir zagļi un viņi zina, viņi ir nobijušies, ka ieraugot mani.
So, one who was stealing the property of someone else.
Tas, kurš zob citam, tas, kas pietar citam.
They must always be in anxiety of being caught.
Viņam ir vienmēr jābūt satrauktam par to, ka viņš varētu tikt noķerts.
Therefore, in this material world, everyone is anxiety.
Un tāpēc šajā materiālajā pasaulē ik viens ir satraukuma pilns.
Because we are trying to claim the property of God as our own property.
Tāpēc mēs, ka mēs cenšamies pasludināt to, kas pieder Dievam, par savu īpašumu.
There's no reason to do this, actually.
Bet patiesībā nav nekāda iemesla to darīt.
It's not that Krishna is some kind of greedy miser.
Nav tā, ka Krishna kaut kādā veidā ir alkatīgs sīkstuls.
We are his children.
Mēs esam viņu bērni.
He will share everything with us.
Viņš dalīsies visā ar mums.
Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko vahunam yo vidadati kaman. That one supreme conscious eternal being, he supplies all the necessities for the plural conscious eternal beings.
Kā augstākā apziņas pilnā būtne nodrošina visu, visām pārējām apziņas būtnēm.
So we don't need to try to lord it over this material nature. It's not necessary.
Un mums nav nekāda vajadzība mēģināt pakļaut sev materiālo dabu.
If we will simply engage this material nature in the service of Krishna,
vienīgais mums ir jāiesaist šī materiālā dabu kalpojot Krishnam.
Then all necessities will be there.
Un tad viss nepieciešamais būs.
Krishna will provide.
Krishna mums to dos.
But when we are greedy, when we are lusty, you see.
Bet mēs esam alkatīgi un iekāras pilni.
Then we will find that our supply is restricted.
Un tāpēc izrāda, un tā rezultātā, tas, kas mums tiek dots, tiek ierobežots.
Mother Bhumi, the earth goddess, she is not inclined to give much resources to non-devotees.
Un zemes dieviete, Bhumi, viņi nav interesēti mums dot pārāk daudz.
So, we should be intelligent and use everything for Krishna.
Mums ir jābūt saprātīgiem un viss jāizmanto Krishnam.
Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshvaram. Krishna says, I am the enjoyer because I own everything.
Krishna saka, ka es esmu baudītājs, jo man pieder viss.
So it is a simple formula.
Un tā ir ļoti vienkārša formula.
If we will simply engage everything in the service of Krishna,
ja mēs visu iesaistīsim kalpošanā Krishna,
then we can be happy in the association of the Supreme Lord at every minute.
Tad mēs būsim laimīgi piedrojoties ar visaugsto kungu ik minūti.
In this material world, so many people are in anxiety about being lonely.
Šajā materiālajā pasaulē tik daudz cilvēku ir satraukti par to, ka viņi ir vientuļi.
But just imagine if you could directly associate with Krishna at every minute.
Bet iedomājieties, ja jūs varat biedroties ar Krishnu katru minūti.
Krishna is willing to give you his intimate personal association at every minute.
Krishna vēlas dot jums savu biedrošanos ik katru minūti.
But not if we are envious.
Bet ne tad, ja mēs esam skaudīgi.
So we have to learn how to become non-envious.
Un mums ir jāmācās, kā būt neskaudīgiem.
Then why is Krishna the supreme? I want to be the supreme.
Kāpēc Krishna ir augstākais? Es gribu būt augstākais.
It's actually foolish to think like that.
Bet tas patiesībā ir muļķīgi tā domāt.
Because it is confirmed by the great acharyas.
Tāpēc, ka lielie acharyi ir apstiprinājuši.
devotee of the Lord enjoys on a higher level than the Lord himself.
Ka kunga kalps, kunga bhakta, bauda augstākā līmenī nekā pats kungs.
Krishna is saying his dearmost of all devotees, Shrimati Radharani.
Krishna redz savu vismīļāko bhaktu, Shrimati Radharani.
He is amazed. This is amazing. He's thinking that Radharani, I can see she's enjoying more than me.
Un viņš saka, tas ir aprīnojami. Es redzu, ka Radharani bauda vairāk nekā es.
I'm the supreme enjoyer.
Es esmu augstākais baudītājs.
But yet, this devotee, my dear devotee, Shrimati Radharani, she is tasting more pleasure than me.
Bet neraugoties uz to, šis man tik dārgais bhakta, Shrimati Radharani, bauda vairāk laimes nekā es.
Krishna finds this amazing.
Un Krishna atrod, ka tas ir aprīnojami.
And he wants to experience what it's like to be a devotee.
Un viņš vēlas izbaudīt, kā tas ir, būt bhaktā.
So he takes that mood of Shrimati Radharani.
Un tā, viņš pieņem šo Shrimati Radharani noskaņojumu.
That beautiful golden-limbed girl.
Šo brīnišķīgo zeltainās
meitenes. Gaurangi means beautiful golden-limbed girl.
Gaurangi nozīmē zeltainā meitene.
Krishna takes that mood of Gaurangi.
Un viņš paņem šo te noskaņojumu.
The mood of being Krishna's devotee.
Šo noskaņojumu būt Krishna's bhaktam.
And he also takes the complexion of Gaurangi.
Un viņš arī pieņem Gaurangi.
He becomes Gauranga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Viņš kļūst par Gaurango Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Just to taste the sweet pleasure of being a Hare Krishna.
Lai izbaudīt šo saldo laimi būt Hare Krishna.
So Krishna wants to taste what it's like to be a Hare Krishna.
Krishna vēlas izbaudīt, kā tas ir, būt Hare Krishna.
So being a devotee is the highest level of happiness.
Un būt bhaktam, tas ir augstākais laimes līmenis.
Krishna himself wants to taste what it is like to be my devotee.
Krishna pats vēlas izbaudīt, kā tas ir, būt par manu bhaktu.
So why be envious of God?
Bet kāpēc skaust Dievu?
When God is envious of his own devotee and wants to also be a devotee.
Ja Dievam skauš viņa paša bhaktas un viņš vēlas kļūt par bhaktu.
So being envious of God is simply the pastime of fools and rascals.
Un būt skaudīgam, tas ir vienkārši, tās ir muļķi un nejēgu laika pavadīšanas spēles. But
the less intelligent.
Viszemākais saprāts.
Namang duskritino mudha prapadyante naradama mayaya pahritgyano asuram bhavam ashrita. Krishna says, those miscreants who are grossly foolish.
Un Krishna saka, tie krāpnieki, tie, kuri ir tik muļķi.
Who are the lowest among mankind.
Kas ir viszemākie starp cilvēkiem.
Whose knowledge has been stolen by illusion.
Kur zināšanas nolaupījusi ilūzija.
And who partake of the atheistic nature of demons.
Un kuri.
And who partake of the atheistic participate or they
un kuri piedalās demoniskas piedalās demoniskajā dabā.
They do not surrender to me.
Viņi man nenododas.
So there is no reason to be foolish like that.
Nav nekāda pamata būt tik dumjam.
If you had a choice of being happy or miserable, what would you take?
Jums ir izvēle. Ciest vai būt laimīgam, ko jūs izvēlēsieties?
How many of you here today would like to be miserable? Raise your hand.
Paceliet rokas, kurš no jums vēlas būt ciest?
Anybody like to be miserable?
Kas vēlas ciest?
How many people would like to be in a state of bliss at every minute? Raise your hand.
Cik cilvēki vēlas būt tik mirkli svētlaimē?
Everyone.
Ik viens.
Even Anantina Thai raised his hand just barely, like it's a lot of work to get that hand up. So everyone, even Anantina Thai, wants to be happy, you see. So there's only one way to do that. You have to become Krishna conscious.
ir jānostiprinās Krišnas apziņā.
You have to revive your lost loving relationship with the Supreme Lord.
Ir jāatmodina savas zudušās attiecības ar Dievu.
By connecting with him through bhakti, through devotion.
Caur to, ka mēs savienojamies ar viņu caur bhakti, caur garīgo kalpošanu.
By chanting.
Skandējot.
By hearing.
Klausoties.
By taking prasadam.
Uzņemot prasadam.
By associating with the ecstatic Hare Krishna people.
Biedrojoties ar ekstātiskiem Hare Krishna cilvēkiem.
That ecstasy of Krishna consciousness will rub off on you if you associate with those blissful Hare Krishna people.
Un šī te, ja jūs biedrosieties ar Hare Krishna cilvēkiem,
Those Hare Krishnas, they are like volcanoes spewing bhakti everywhere. Bhakti bliss. So we just to see, where are those Hare Krishna people? And we have to associate with them, and in that bhakti bliss, we'll become infected with that bhakti bliss. And we will forget all the so-called enjoyment of material existence.
Un tā mūs inficēs, un mēs aizmirsīsim par visiem šiem te materiālās pasaules baudījumiem.
Once you get a higher taste,
tad, kad jūs dabūnat augstāku garšu,
who would want to go back to a lower taste?
Kurš gan vēlēsies atgriezties pie zemākām garšām?
If I gave you a bowl of strawberry ice cream,
es jums iedošu trauciņu ar zemeņu ievārēju,
and a bowl of stool, which one would you take?
Un trauciņa izkārnīga. Ko jūs paņemsiet?
Who would want to eat a bowl full of stool?
Kurš gan ēdīs šo trauku ar izkārnīgu?
Only a pig, svinjā.
Tikai cūkas.
Yes. So, Krishna consciousness is a strawberry ice cream.
Un Krishnas apziņa, tas ir zemiņu ievārījums.
And material sense gratification is just a big bowl of stool. That's a...
Savukārt materiālās baudas, tas ir šie te draugs ar izkārnījumiem.
Yik. This is the real nectar, Krishna consciousness.
Un tas ir īstais nektārs, Krishnas apziņa.
So if you want to taste nectar at every minute,
un ja vēlaties baudīt nektāru ik minūti,
when you wake up in the morning, what is the first thing you should do?
Kad jūs no rīta piecerieties, kas ir pirmā lieta, kas jādara?
As soon as you wake up, you should chant.
Tikko kā piecerieties, jums ir jāatkārto svētais vārds.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And after you chant it, what you should do then?
Un tad, kad jūs esat pabeiguši skandēt, ko tad jūs darat?
You should chant it again. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We recommend that you should chant the Hare Krishna mantra at least 1,728 times every day.
Mēs rekomendējam, ka Hare Krishna mantra ir jāatkārto 1,723 katru dienu, vismaz.
That's why we have japa beads.
Un tāpēc mums ir prelīdes lūkšana.
On the japa beads there are 108 chanting beads.
Un no šīm te krelītēm ir 108 krelītes.
And if you go 16 times around these 108 chanting beads,
un ja jūs 16 reizes apiet apkārt šim te lokam, krelēm,
chanting the Maha Mantra on each bead,
skandējot Maha Mantra uz katras krelītes,
then you will have completed 1,728 repetitions of the Maha Mantra.
Tad jūs būsiet atkārtojuši 1,720 reizes Maha Mantra.
And if you have focused your mind on that sound vibration,
un ja jūs būsiet fokusējuši skaņu uz šīm uzmanību prātu šīm skaņas vibrācijām,
if you have very nicely absorbed your mind in the sound of that vibration,
ja jūs labi būsiet iegremdējuši savu prātu šajās skaņas vibrācijās,
you will be flying high beyond the modes of nature.
Jūs pacelsieties un lidosiet augstu virs materiālās pasaules runām.
And you will fly high the whole day.
Un jūs tā lidosiet augstu visu dienu.
All you have to do is chant those 16 rounds every day.
Viss, kas jums jādara, jāskandē šie 16 apļi katru dienu.
And you'll be flying in the spiritual sky at every minute.
Un jūs lidosiet garīgajās debesīs.
You'll never come down again to the modes of material nature.
Un nekad nenolaidīsieties materiālās pasaules gunās.
You just have to learn the art of how to absorb your mind in the sound vibration.
Jums vienkārši ir jāmācās, kādā veidā iegremdēt savu prātu skaņas vibrācijas.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. That way you'll be associating with Krishna at every minute. You'll be associating with Lord Ram at every minute. So I can ask now if there's some questions. Yeah?
Jautājums ir par to, vai nav, vai nav labāk, mazāk toties labāk attiecībā uz, jāpi skaitīšanu, labāk, mazāk, bet ar intensību, ar uzmanību, nekā vairāk, piemēram, pa ielu bijot vai runājot ar baktām, skatoties televizoru. Isn't it that it's better, it is better that we chant less rounds, but with fixed attention, attentively, then we chant all the rounds, but part of them talking with other devotees or walking on the street. I have noticed that some devotees chant japa this way. Isn't it offensive?
Well, some people say, because when I chant offensively, therefore it's better not to chant.
Daži cilvēki saka, dēļ tā, ka es skandējot veicu apvainojumus, labāk man vispār ir neatkārtot svētību.
My rounds are so offensive, I don't want to be an offender against the holy name, I just won't chant.
Mana svēto vārdu atkārtošana ir tik apvainojoša, ka es labāk neskārtu.
It's a bigger offense not to chant than it is to chant offensively.
Lielāks apvainojums ir vispār neskaitīt, nekā skaitīt apvainojoši.
So at least, because at least when you're chanting, there's some connection with the holy name.
Tāpēc, ka tad, kad jūs skatiet svēto vārdu, ir vismaz kaut kāda saikne ar Dievu.
But if there's no connection with the holy name, you're just completely in maya.
Bet tad, ja nav jums saikne ar svēto vārdu, jūs esat pilnībā maya.
Offensive chanting means you're partially in maya.
Apvainojuma pilna skandēšana nozīmē, ka jūs esat daļēji maya.
No chanting means you're completely in maya.
Bet, ja jūs neapkārtojat svēto vārdu, jūs esat pilnībā maya.
Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has given chant at least 16 rounds every day. Let's say you chant 15 really good rounds, and that 16th round is always really bad. You should, when you get to the 16th round, you say, Krishna, my 16th round is always a disaster, but I'm just begging your special mercy, it can also be a good round.
Tad, ja jūs nonākat līdz 16. aplim, tad lūdzaties, Krišna, vienmēr ir pilnīgi katastrofa un 16. aplis. Lūdzu žēlistību tev, lai es varu noskaitīt arī šo aplu labi.
So for those devotees whose rounds start off really good, but after a few rounds they get really bad, we stop and pray to Krishna and beg him to help you.
Un tie bhaktas, kas var dažus aplis labi noskaitīt, bet tālāk nē, kad viņiem ir jāapstājās un jālūdz Krišnam, lai viņš palīdz viņiem.
Would you leave your house if your mobile phone was not fully charged?
Vai jūs atstājat savu māju, jūs mobilais telefons nav uzlādēts?
You might miss that important call.
Jūs varētu palaist garām svarīgu zvanu.
So why you don't want to charge your heart with the Maha Mantra every day?
Kāpēc jūs nevēlaties uzlādēt savu sirdi ar Maha Mantra ikdien?
16 rounds is the minimum for a full charge for the heart.
16 apļi ir minimums, lai pilnībā uzlādētos.
Who would leave the house with only, the battery halfway charged up? In the afternoon they called, somebody offered you a job, a high-paying job, and you missed the call, somebody else got the job because you didn't answer the phone.
Ja cilvēks atstāja puslādētu bateriju māju, un viņam kāds svarīgs darbs, viņam svarīgs zvans viņam piedāvā labāk apmaksātu darbu vai kaut ko tādu, viņš vienkārši palaiž to garām, jo baterija izlādējusies.
So as soon as those rounds get a little weird,
un tikko šie apļi vairs neiet tā, kā vajadzētu,
beg Krishna for his help.
Lūdzieties Krishna.
Krishna will help you.
Un Krishna jums palīdzēs.
You'll be able to come to the point of chanting 16 good rounds every day.
Un jūs nonāksiet līdz mirklim, kad varēsiet 16 labus aplis ikdienu noskaitīt.
You can become a pure devotee and go back to home, back to Godhead in this lifetime.
Un kļūsiet jau šajā dzīvē par tīru bhaktu un atgriezīsieties mājās pie Dieva.
Is that all right? So we have about time, 2 minutes left.
Vēl 2 minūtes ir
palikušas. Another question? Yeah.
Cik daudz laika aizņem viens akuls? Tad būs kāds viens akuls.
How much time does it take, one round?
For a beginner,
yes, I'd say.
It takes a little longer. Prabhupada gave a standard number of 2 hours.
Prabhupada iedeva standartu 2 stundas un 16
for 16 rounds. So that's 7.5 minutes per round. But he also said for one who has practiced, they can complete a round in 5 minutes. So in the beginning, it will be, you shouldn't take you 3 or 4 hours. That's, you're going too slow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Like that, you see. Not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. It'll take you hours, that pace. You should chant at a good clip. Because that'll help you to stay focused. Just like if you drive a car 10 kilometers per hour. You'll be looking here, hello, you know. But if you go 90, 100 kilometers per hour, you'll be driving like this. So actually, the speed up the chanting can help you to be more focused with your mind on the mantra. Going too slow, there's too many gaps for Maya.
Un pārāk lēni, ja to dara, pārāk daudz ir šo brīvo momentu.
Devotees who daydream about other things when they're chanting, they have a hard time chanting their rounds, you see.
Un tie bhaktas, kas prāto par kaut kādām citām lietām, kamēr
But if you really zero, if you really zero in and focus your mind, that you can chant in a nice clip, 7.5 minutes around, get them done in 2 hours, very nicely.
Tas labs ātrums 7,5 minūtes ir, un tad 2 stundās var to paveikt.
So our time is up.
Mums laiks ir beidzies.
We thank you all very much.
Paldies visiem.
Kindly take this Krishna consciousness as your life and soul.
Lūdzu, pieņemiet šo Krishnas apziņu.
If you do so, I guarantee you will not take birth again in this material.
Un jūs tā izdarīsiet, es garantēju jums, ka jūs vairs nekad nepiedzimsiet materiālajā pasaulē.
Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.
His grace Srimad Sankarsana Dasa Adhikāri ki jai.